All right, so here it is. Question one. I think we've already answered this one. Sligo Rovers won the League of Ireland title last weekend for the first time since what year? That's question one. Sligo Rovers won the League of Ireland title last weekend for the first time since what year? Question two. Which former Gaelic footballer and All-Ireland winner made the headlines last week when it was revealed that the kidney he had donated to a friend had unfortunately not taken, as they say in the medical world, and had to be removed? So which Gaelic footballer, former Gaelic footballer and All-Ireland winner, made that lovely gesture but unfortunately didn't work? Number three, the Connacht rugby team achieved their first ever away win in the Heineken Cup at the weekend. Which team did they defeat? So which team did Connacht defeat last weekend for their first ever away win in the Heineken European Cup? Question four. This week, Dublin City University will confer an honorary doctorate on an Irish monk, Brother Colm O'Connell. This is in recognition of his amazing record of having trained 5 Olympic gold medalists and more than 20 world champions. In which country is he based? And finally, question five. It's a horse racing one. Which Irish jockey became only the second ever man to ride 7 winners in one day on a British racecourse when he achieved that feat at Windsor Racecourse on Monday of this week? So we'll go through them again very quickly. Number one, Sligo Rovers won the League of Ireland title for the first time since what year? Last weekend. Number two, name the former All-Ireland winning Gaelic footballer who made the headlines for donating a kidney to his friend and colleague. Number three, Connacht defeated which team last weekend for their first ever away win in the Heineken Cup? Question four, DCU are going to give an honorary doctor to Brother Colm O'Connell this week in recognition of his amazing record of training 5 Olympic gold medalists and 20 world champions. In which country? And the final question, which Irish jockey became only the second ever man to ride 7 winners in one day at Windsor Racecourse on Monday last? Okay, so here are the answers to our Wednesday Know Your Sport for the 17th of October. Number one, Sligo Rovers won the League of Ireland title at the weekend for the first time since what year?
1977.
That's right, 1977, 35 years ago this year. Number two, which former Gaelic footballing winner made the headlines when it was revealed that he had donated a kidney to a friend, but unfortunately it didn't take? Who was that?
Joe Brawley.
Joe Brawley, fair play to him. Number three, the Connacht rugby team achieved the first ever away win in the Heineken Cup at the weekend. Which team did they defeat?
Zebre of Italy.
Now, this week, number four, Dublin City University will confer an honorary doctorate on an Irish monk, Brother Colm O'Connell. This is in recognition of his amazing record of having trained 5 Olympic gold medalists and more than 20 world champions. In which country?
Has to be either Kenya or Ethiopia.
Well?
Ethiopia.
No, it's Kenya. Oh, you're lucky there. And finally, which Irish jockey became only the second ever man to ride 7 winners in one day on a British racecourse when he achieved that feat at Windsor on Monday of this week?
At odds of all, over 10,000 to 1, Richard Hughes.
Richard Hughes is indeed the correct answer. Well done, Mr. Malarkey. And well done, Mr. Hughes.